The recent protests in Ferguson, Missouri, have rekindled longstanding complaints about racist policing, especially in the St. Louis area. Police officers there are becoming more vocal about defending themselves against claims like this.
Every time you see a cop, it's like, oh, am I going to get messed with?
Exactly.
You feel that way every single time you get behind your car. Every time.
That's Anthony Ross. He lives near Ferguson and is among the many African-American men in the area who say they are unfairly targeted. NPR's Martin Costi reports on how the police are taking on the charges of bias.
Eric Von Allman is a sergeant in the St. Louis County Police Department. He's assigned to the city of Jennings. It's right next door to Ferguson, and it's pretty much the same kind of place.
This is predominantly African-American. There are a few Caucasians that still live here.
Von Allman himself is Caucasian, as are most of the police in Jennings. That's another way Jennings is like Ferguson, white cops patrolling black neighborhoods. It was something Von Allman was keenly aware of right after the shooting of Michael Brown.
It was a little tense. I was kind of wanted to size things up, go in and see how things were going to be on radio calls or on traffic stops, and I was, pleasantly surprised.
No one called you a racist or something during that period?
No. Well, let me say this. No more than has been done during quote-unquote normal times.
Jennings has one more thing in common with Ferguson. Darren Wilson, the Ferguson officer who shot Michael Brown, used to work here. But 3 years ago, scandals caused Jennings to disband its police department and fire its officers, including Wilson. The city switched to county police, and Von Allman says they're turning things around in Jennings.
If there's a violation, whether it's something as simple as a warrant, outstanding warrant, or a traffic violation, there's a zero tolerance policy. And the good citizens of the precinct that we patrol appreciate that, because it has had a very positive impact on crime stats.
But here's the thing. Jennings is a black neighborhood. If the cops here are showing zero tolerance, it can't help but feel to the residents like racial profiling. Von Allman says he gets that, but he insists that the zero tolerance policy is colorblind.
For example, there's a big heroin trade down here, and a lot of white people come, and they get stopped, and they'll say the same thing, that they were stopped because they were white in a black area.
The difference is the black people who feel under scrutiny are in their own neighborhoods. Young black men especially say they have to do everything perfectly to avoid trouble with the police. It's something some white officers recognize.
Even if there's not any truth to it, the fact that the perception is out there sort of becomes a reality.
Jeff Rorda is a retired cop and now business manager for the St. Louis Police Officers Association. He's also a state representative.
We put police where crime is, and we saturate areas where we're trying to displace crime. And through no fault of their own, a lot of young black men are right in the middle of that.
It's a conundrum. The police officer's mandate to push down crime stats in black neighborhoods can also alienate them from those neighborhoods.
There's a disconnect that's undeniable between police and urban communities. There's distrust on both sides.
And Ruta says that's not something that'll be easily resolved. As things have calmed down in Ferguson, police around St. Louis have become more outspoken in their own defense. A few days ago, they rallied in support of the officer who shot Michael Brown, raising money for him outside this local bar and online. His cause has raised more than $400,000. Jeffrey Barnes is a retired St. Louis City Police commander who is out waving pro-police signs.
Our job is to protect and serve, and for individuals to call policemen racist for trying to protect themselves, to defend their lives, that's absolutely despicable.
But even here, in a neighborhood where a lot of cops live, the support was hardly universal.
You racist pig!
And the woman cursing the police from that passing car was white. Martin Costi, NPR News, St. Louis.